Now, as we come to this warning here, will you notice it's a warning that I think is for the child of God today. A warning, there's a danger of drifting today. Now, will you notice this in verse 1, and I'm reading it. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, let them slip is we should drift past them. You know, you've heard the story of the man in the boat that went to sleep on Niagara River. And before long, he was down where he was caught by the rapids. And it was too late then. There's nothing he could do about it. And he went over the falls and, of course, was killed. Now, someone asked the question, what must I do to be lost? Well, we know the answer. What must I do to be saved? What is the answer to what must I do to be lost? The answer is nothing. Nothing. Just keep on going along, brother. You're drifting, and the falls are down ahead. You and I belong to a lost human family. We're not on trial. I get a little weary of hearing, oh, God has us on trial. He doesn't have us on trial. We are lost. He's saving some today that'll turn to Christ. We're already lost. You don't do anything to be lost. You are lost. What must I do to be lost? Nothing, because that's your natural condition. Now, there is a danger, therefore, of neglect. That is, just neglecting. And neglect in any area of life is tragic. I had a very wonderful secretary. And she developed cancer of the hip. The doctor told her, but she kept postponing an operation. And finally, the day came when it was too late. She just drifted, that is all. She'd been warned, but she just drifted. And then when the operation was finally performed, it was too late. And when you move that to a higher realm, hearing the gospel message and doing nothing about it, that's infinitely more tragic today. A great many people that have heard the message, they continue to hear it and do nothing about it. A man said to me some time ago, know him, listens to this program some. He may be listening right now, for that matter. He said to me, he says, McGee, you know, someday I'm going to take up your offer and accept Christ. But right now he's drifting. And I don't know how far along he is, but the day will come he'll be in the rapids. And then it'll be too late. He'll go over. The heart attack may come or be in an accident. And so today, we're going to find that it's in this epistle, now is the time. This is the day of salvation. I want to tell you, I'd like to get all of you into the now generation. That now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And there's a danger, a real danger drifting. And so the warning is here. Now, will you notice verse 2? For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward. Now, when those angels came to Sodom and made an announcement of judgment, my friend, it was executed. And you will find out that when an angel brings a message in the Old Testament, you can depend on it being carried out. Now, the question is, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Now, a great Welsh preacher years ago, he began his sermon like this. Friends, I have a question to ask. I cannot answer it. You cannot answer it. Even God cannot answer it. And then he gave this text. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? And I have a sermon, and the title of my sermon is A Question That God Cannot Answer. And I do not mean to be irreverent in it, but here's a question God can't answer. He makes it clear he can't. How shall we escape? Do you know a way of escape? The only way is Christ. He said that. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. There are many ways today. Here in Southern California, you can hear about as many as you want. And very frankly, if you're looking for a religion, you will find it out here. And if you don't find the one that you like, the one that's your way, you can start one, and I'll guarantee you, you'll have a few followers that'll go along with you. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? What do you do to be lost? Nothing. Just neglect. Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. And I think he has here definite reference to the day of Pentecost, when we see the exercise of those gifts. And all of that confirmed the message to whom? To the nation Israel, as you see. Because he says, at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. The Lord said, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you. And them that heard him were the apostles. Now, the apostles then gave the message after his death and resurrection. What a tremendous thing that we have in this first little parenthesis, the first danger warning, the peril of drifting today.